Welcome to our village board meeting on March 13th, Monday. It's just a little after 7 o'clock, so I'll ask the clerk to please take the roll call.
Trustee Corsini.
Here.
Trustee Carji. Trustee Stanky. Trustee Conti.
Here.
Trustee Dwyer.
Here.
Trustee Gibbs.
Here.
President Ducey.
Here. If I can ask everyone please stand so we can say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. No public comments? Nobody's here for public comments? Okay, very good. We'll move on to our item four, which is the elected official comments and announcements. So I can't remember where we started last, so Carmella, since...
Since I'm by myself.
By yourself. We'll let you go first.
You can three, you can go.
Yeah, no. I do have several items to report, though,
okay.
But thank you. Okay, I wanted to update the board. I attended the Oak Park River Forest Community Council meeting this past week, formerly known as Citizen Council, but they've changed their name to Community Council. This time around, or last month, was a presentation on the technology in use at the high school, and this month was a presentation by the Special Education Department and the new initiatives that they have at the high school. So it was pretty great meeting. A couple things, items to report from that. The last OPRF listening tour from Dr. Pruitt Adams will be at Roosevelt Middle School this Saturday, the 18th, from 9:30 to 11:30. If you haven't attended one, it was a great opportunity to give feedback to the high school officials of great things that are going on at the school, some things that they may need to focus on. So I would encourage people to attend that last meeting that's located in River Forest. In addition to that, they did send out a mailer to every resident in both Oak Park and River Forest. They are looking for folks that want to participate as part of a work group, and their initiative is called Imagine OPRF, and they're trying to get folks to comprise this work group that will actually look at long-term facilities planning and strategic planning, and it's going to be quite a considerable application process. But if anybody's interested, I would encourage you to, if you didn't get the postcard, to go on their website and take a look at the directions for participating in that. They're going to have pre-application meetings, so that would be a great opportunity for us as River Forest residents to have a presence over there, since we don't have any board membership at this point. I wanted to thank Public Works for putting up the sign at Greenfield and Thatcher so that we can visibly see how we're turning onto the street at nighttime. I wanted to also ask if maybe we could do a public service announcement. We've had, it's coyote mating season. We've had a very large one just walk up and down our block. I see him in the morning, and you know, there's some issues with a pet that was recently, unfortunately,
yep,
got in a run-in with that. So just to give a notice out to our residents to maybe let them know not to keep their pets out alone, make sure they're accompanied, so we don't have that unfortunate event happen again. I also wanted to ask if the village administrator would update the board, and for the record, the outcome of the O'Hara noise reduction information that happened at the Compatibility Commission this past week, so that we can notify our residents of what's going on with that. And that's all I have. Yeah. Thank you.
And just one other comment on the coyote information. I know the village president has some information that we're going to take a look at and get online. We did post some of that this morning. So if you go to our homepage, the first news story is information about coyotes. We do cycle through that every couple years where it seems to be an issue. I represented the village board, or the village, excuse me, at the O'Hare Noise Compatibility Commission that took place Friday morning in Des Plaines. And so they were evaluating whether or not to support another fly quiet rotation. So this is something they did last year. where they are looking for ways to essentially rotate the runoff or the runway takeoff and arrival configuration at night, so that not just one community is impacted, everyone somewhat shares in that. So we supported that last year to see what ultimately would come of that. There is one runway that specifically affects River Forest. That's runway 1533. That's the one that runs on a diagonal configuration going from the north, the northwest, and approximately kind of where Des Plaines, Mount Prospect, Arlington Heights are, and then goes works its way southeast towards essentially where we are at. So that when you do hear planes taking off in this area, that is the runway 1533. So I voted no at that meeting in terms of supporting an additional fly quiet rotation, one, because the noise continues to do fly over River Forest. And then secondarily, that runway 1533 is being decommissioned by the City of Chicago next year as they add another east-west east-west runway. And so to me, it didn't make any sense to include in a test rotation, which this is what this is, a runway that's not going to be usable in less than a year. The reason it was being included is those communities on the direct east and west sides of the airport that are most impacted by the noise are essentially looking to disperse the noise using that runway as much as they can, which I understand, although disagree with. Ultimately, although I voted no, I was one of about 10 votes. There was about 33 or 34 votes or so. I don't have the, you may have the exact total. So it will take place. They'll be using 1533, I believe, for another 3 months. But then after that, they won't be using it because the city's taking it offline.
It was 36 to 10.
36 to 10.
Right.
What people was that in?
It was in the Tribune.
Today?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I missed it. Thanks.
Thank you, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Susan? Anything?
Nothing? No. Nothing from me.
Okie dokie.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I just have a few things. I'll start on a positive note. I don't know if anybody attended the one film festival that this past week. Sorry, you didn't mention it, Carmella.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable, great. In fact, I attended the Young Filmmakers Contest. It was downtown on Saturday at Columbia College, and we have a winner in River Forest.
Excellent.
Yeah, the name is Jackson and Miles Topin.
Okay.
Is that right? Shells in Need of Saving, so it was about turtles. And they're attending Roosevelt Middle School, and they are one of their winners. It was very cool. They had another winner from Julian Middle School, and I think two from Columbia College, and throughout Chicago, actually. So it was really cool. And kudos go to Sue Kruthersky. I mean, she's one of the co-founders of not only this, but also she runs the Young Film Festival, filmmakers, excuse me. Anyway, it's pretty cool. I mean, these young kids do something really neat, and it's like 2 to 3 minutes project. So
Will we have the screening again like we did last
year?
Yeah,
we could, absolutely. If you like it, we could. I'd love to do that. So why don't we put that on the board agenda?
Those names sound familiar. Were those guys here last year?
No, don't think there was some different winners,
right.
But yeah, we got to view the video, so that
you're absolutely right, Tom. It was, but I don't
Miles. How many miles are there in town?
Oh yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Tobin, yeah.
I don't know. I'll ask, but we'll definitely. It's like a 7-minute movie, and it's really cool. It's all turtles. If he comes in a bow tie, remember?
You
will know it's the same boy. We'll find that out, and we will definitely do the movie. So yes, thanks for. And then secondly, I think, Carmella, you mentioned it, the coyotes, yes. Unfortunately, we had a small little dog die by a coyote. It's actually on the priory. And as you said, it's mating season. February, March is mating season. So they're out and they're in packs. So we urge our residents to make sure that you have your dogs on a leash and you're aware of, they come out dusk and dawn. So if you're going to walk your dogs... try to do it in daylight, and if you are out and you do see a coyote, they do say don't run from the coyote, but actually clap your hands, make loud noises, and they will run from you. So what we're going to post on the website is just that. It's a series of kind of
help, how can you keep your coyotes out of your neighborhood, and what do you do when you do face a coyote? What are you laughing about?
They're huge. Yeah, this particular one is large.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all a right, large one. Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah, right. Anything that works, I don't care. They keep the coyotes out. But anyway, it's a sad issue, yeah. But unfortunately, they are they come from our forest preserves and they look for food, and I guess other things. So just be vigilant. Is what we ask. And okay. So secondly, and the last is. This is a little bit difficult for me to mention, but I need to mention it. It's been brought to my attention that one of the candidates for trustees' signs have been vandalized. And it troubles me because they're on private property, and I don't know why anybody would vandalize something on private property. And it's just not who we are here in River Forest. So I'm not quite sure who the folks that are vandalizing the private property, but I hope that all of us, including around the board, and those that are running, and anybody that is, I know that. I'm not suggesting, but my point is to denounce this as kind of a bad thing, that we don't accept it, we don't like it, it's not who we are. And you know, if you find somebody vandalizing anything on anybody's private property, let us know. We will absolutely, let Chief Weiss and his team, try to get the folks that are doing the vandalizing. So, enough of that. But so, do you have anything?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right, so let's move on to the consent agenda. Unless I know a lot of people walked in, and I didn't know if you're here to speak to the board. If you are, we have a public comment section. I'd be happy to let you, or are you just here to observe? I just want to make sure.
We are kind of here to speak. We weren't sure when we get here.
Okay, very good. And then, that's why I said, we saw a lot of people, and I didn't want to give you, not allow you the opportunity. It would have been right after the Pledge of Allegiance, but I would be happy to allow you to do that. If you'd like, you can just put your name on, I think it's still up there, right, Mike?
Yeah.
And be happy to, sometimes people don't know the process, so. No, it's not a big deal. And you can go ahead and speak.
I'm putting Dominican University on here.
Okay.
My name is Trudy Goggin, and I grew up in River Forest, and I'm now the Dean of Students at Dominican for the last 25 years, so it's pride and privilege to be here, to be joining you all again. And I'm very proud of students that have come and a number of other colleagues with me. We would like to encourage River Forest to consider being a welcoming village, and we would like to encourage a welcoming village resolution. We don't know everyone that's talked to us about this and that we've talked with is not able to be in attendance tonight. So I'm not sure, President Aducci, I apologize. I'm not sure where the village is with this question. We realized it was not on the agenda, but we had thought that it might be. Actually, we had thought that it might have come up on the last board agenda.
Well, I think what the process would be is for us to talk about it as a board, maybe at one of the committee of the whole meetings that we have prior to putting it on an agenda item for action. Because I think for not only the sake of the board, but for the residents as well, to have a conversation around what we want to be, if we want to be it, and if we do, then what should it look like? Because I know there's different legislation. Evanston has something different than Oparkle. Park has something different than the City of Chicago. So
we would love to know what that process might be so we could help further that cause. But I'm really not the best spokesperson for this. I just stood up to sign the paper first.
That's all right.
but we do have a student organization here, and somebody from that organization might like to just introduce themselves to say why this is so important to us. Dominican is a Hispanic-serving institution. There are international students. There are immigrants from all different countries and of origin, and we surely want to be certain that we let you know how much we appreciate being neighbors and your support, and we couldn't be here without River Forest support, but we also would like you to know the richness of, and diversity of our campus and how meaningful this would be to us. Does anybody want to John, perhaps, or Claire.
So, good evening, everyone. I'm Claire Noonan. I'm the Vice President for Mission and Ministry at Dominican. And if I may, I did bring a sample resolution. This is a welcoming resolution that was it's crafted off some legislation from the City of Seattle. It's very similar to what was adopted in Oak Park a few weeks ago. I understand they're considering a very similar wording in Forest Park this evening, so it might be a place starter for all of you. For us at Dominican, being a welcoming community, having a resolution like this guiding the behavior of our city officials and our whole community is so consistent with our Catholic identity and with the mission of the institution from our foundation. When Cardinal Mundelein came to the corner of Park and Division in 1922 to lay the cornerstone, he said of the institution that this will be a place where people are admitted and will receive a quality education without regard to their race or ethnicity or wealth or other conditions. So this is so consistent with our mission. But not only out of obligation, but also out of joy and pride, we ask you to consider this, because certainly some of the students that we have at Dominican who are undocumented or alternatively documented are among our brightest students, among our most promising students, and among the students who have, I think, contributed the most to the life and vitality of our community. So we do hope you will take this under consideration, and we'd be happy to come back at a future date when you have some language that you're considering. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Anybody else that would like to speak? Give you an opportunity since you're here.
Hi, good evening. My name is Carolina, and I'm a student right now, a fourth-year student at Dominican University. I have been proud to call Dominican my home for these past 4 years. I've been very active at school with the university ministry, and I also founded a student-led organization called Dominican Immigrant Student Collective, called DISC. We've been working very hard the past year and then this year to try to raise awareness on campus about, you know, the political climate that was going on the past year. And now this year, unfortunately, we've been having to deal with students' anxieties, student concerns, trying to just make our students feel safe on campus and informing them with the different kinds of rights that they have as they are active members in the community. I came here to tell you guys that it would mean so much for me and a lot of my peers and colleagues and people at Dominican that River Forest would become some kind of sanctuary, or, you know, not collaborate with ICE. If ICE is, or Homeland Security is going to do something, you know, they're going to find their way, right? The law is going to, we can't avoid the law. But if the police can assure that students will not be criminalized, or, you know, they'll feel safe as they drive home from school, they go get their groceries, they go to the bank, they go to their job, that would be great. You know, coming home and not finding a family member, not being able to drive to school safely is not something that I would wish ever on anybody. So I hope that you take it into consideration. Thank you very much.
Good. Thank you. Okay. One more. Okay.
I just wanted to say something take into consideration before. So hello, everyone. My name is Atemba. I'm a resident of River Forest, as well as a senior resident assistant with Dominican University. And at Dominican, I serve as senior resident assistant. And our job or our purpose is to create a welcoming environment for residents who are coming to Dominican. We want to create an environment where they feel not only welcome, but they feel a sense of homecoming, right? So lately, the current situation has made our job close to impossible. Almost half of our students student population does not feel safe living in River Forest, because regardless of their legal status, they will be easy targets for ICE. These students come to Dominican because they believe in the mission of Caritas Veritas, which means love and truth. You might encounter many of our students serving you coffee at Starbucks or working at the Lake Theater, or doing community service with the many organizations of River Forest and Oak Park. They are your future nurses, doctors, teachers, social workers. So in a future not so far away, you might need their help. But right now, we're asking for your help. And we're asking all allies to stand with us and for all of you to stand up for us and voice your concerns in the future vote that you might make. So we live here. We are your neighbors. And we deserve the same peace of mind as anybody living here. Many of you might remember how hard college was, and like finishing your papers on time, doing that 8-page research paper that you had to do the night before, paying for college and getting a job. We do not need to be worrying about ICE or government officials coming to our home and stripping us away for the only life that we have ever known, right? So if this was your kid, you know, you would want the people that can do something to actually do something and help them. So I'm here to ask you to please make sure that River Forest becomes a welcoming village for our students, and just to not let us forget that each of us has not only the power, but also the duty to stand up for those who are asking for help, and we are asking for your help. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Just assign him. All right. Thank you so much, and I'm glad you got an opportunity to speak. And in the future, if you ever want to come to the board meeting and speak, it's always in the beginning in citizens' comments, and we welcome all comments. So thank you.
And can I just make one comment, too? This past Saturday, which I forgot to update, was the Dominican Ball and Gala, which was outstanding, and it's great to see how many students that gala is able to provide scholarships for and funding for. I believe I read somewhere like 95% or so of the students that attend Dominican receive some sort of financial help with attending the school. It was a wonderful event, and it was great to see the students help out in that event. So we know that you're part of our community. We appreciate you being part of our community, so thank you.
Yeah. Yes, Aaron. I must have missed you. I was at that.
Yeah.
Ben Vereen was great.
Ben Vereen was awesome.
I too attended the event. My mother graduated from Dominican in 1941 when it was Rotary. My brother-in-law is currently on their board. But I also have a brother and niece who are FBI agents. I serve the government of River Forest. I took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. To have government agents referred to as collaborators at the podium, that offends me. They have their job to do, just like we have our job to do. There are laws on the books. It's their duty, their sworn duty, to uphold those laws and follow their directives from their higher-ups. My higher-ups are the citizens of this village. But over the last few months, to have all governments and all federal employees and law enforcement presented as the bad guys in this situation, I'm uncomfortable with. I'm not prepared to make this speech. That's why I'm so tentative in my tone. But I would hope that everyone in this room realizes that there's a process that needs to be followed. And if by not following that process, a law is broken, I would hope, not only hope, but support any agency representative, be it state, county, federal, or municipal, to uphold those laws that our legislators have passed through the process of checks and balances of the federal government. I thank you all for coming tonight. I wish you well with your goal, but to present River Forest as you have tonight as an unsafe community and an unwelcoming community, I take umbrage with, because I don't feel we are. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. All right. Well, we appreciate the discussion, and as I said, we'll set a time where we have these further discussions so that we have all the trustees' input on this topic. So I appreciate your input. Thank you. So let's move on to the consent agenda. Items A through L. I think I got that right. If I can get a motion to approve items A through L.
I move to approve consent agenda items A through L as presented.
Okay. I'll second.
Thank you. Any comments or questions regarding these items?
I just wanted to make one comment regarding the tree trimming program. Just part of the narrative, I just wanted to congratulate the staff on the excellent use of the GIS system. The fact that we are, you know, we've have data on all the trees that we have on the parkways in the southern part of town, and how we're continuing to update that information is just a great example of how that GIS system is being used in good favor for the village. So thank you.
Okay. Any further comments, questions? Hearing none, I'll ask the clerk to read out loud the consent agenda.
Item A, regular village board meeting minutes, February 27th, 2017. B, executive session meeting minutes, February 27th, 2017. C, designation of Jonathan Pape as alternative representative to IRMA. D, approval of village attorney invoice for January 2017 of $16,282.94. E, waive formal bid procedures and award purchase for Microsoft software licensing to CDW-G for $27,477.48. F, award bid and award contract for the 2017 tree and stump removal program to Homer Tree Care Inc. for $35,304. G, award bid and award contract for 2017 tree trimming program to Davis Tree Care and Landscaping Inc. for $34,722. H, amend Title IX of the Village Code, ADA parking space request at 11 Ashland Avenue, ordinance. I, authorize the execution of a grant of stormwater easement for St. Vincent's Church at 1530 Jackson Avenue. J, monthly department reports. K, monthly performance measurement report. And L, village administrator's report.
Okay, very good. If you could please take the vote.
Trustee Conte?
Yes.
Trustee Dwyer?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, very good. So we have no board, committee, or commission reports, so we'll go on to item 7, which is the unfinished business. And our first ordinance is, and I'll need a trustee, if you would mind, to move the this motion. I can read it, or a trustee could read it. Okay.
Motion to adopt an ordinance amending Title III of the Village Code with regard to conflicts with certain home rule ordinances, parentheses, Cook County minimum wage, paid sick leave ordinances, close parentheses.
Okay, great.
Second.
Thank you. All right, so this is, we discussed this at a couple of board meetings past, and I know that we've gotten some information from other municipalities, and we had our village attorney look into some of the legalities of it and the confliction that it has between us, state, and federal. So I'll let Greg then, if you wouldn't mind, to get, you know, just give a highlight of some of your findings, and just to let you know that this vote yes would, well, I want to make sure we're clear. A vote yes would be the opt-out. We're opting out. Okay.
Correct. So as you're aware, Cook County adopted two ordinances, the Cook County Board of Commissioners did, relating to private employment. One, to set a minimum wage greater than state and federal. The other, to mandate paid sick leave. Those requirements apply to certain private employers in Cook County. And under the Illinois Constitution, several municipalities have exercised their rights to adopt ordinances conflicting with the county ordinances. The federal government and state governments both have minimum wage requirements. Neither has required paid sick leave. However, some communities in Cook County have determined that they want to opt out of those ordinances. As provided in the opinion letter in your packet, the Illinois Constitution recognizes that at times counties will, home rule counties, Cook County is the only one, will do things where municipalities will disagree. And municipalities in that case where they disagree supersede. So before you tonight is an ordinance that would put you in the same field as about a half dozen others that we've identified to date that would supersede those county ordinances, so they would not apply within the boundaries of River Forest. The ordinances from the county take effect July 1st, and so that's all the information I have to share.
Yeah, good. So any questions regarding the ordinance or any other,
I just had one question on the grant. Is there a grandfather provision in for firms or companies that would get actual subsidies for tax incentives?
Right.
Or is that going to be retroactive so that you'd have disparity between certain employers within the town and not?
So the question is whether or not companies which receive property tax incentives from the county have to comply going forward or going backwards, as I understand it. And companies which have received property tax incentives in class 6B, 8, or 9 have had to comply with separate county requirements already. So they're already paying what's known as the base wage, which is even higher than the county minimum wage. So that'll remain in effect and unaffected by this ordinance. And then going forward, entities which want to get property tax relief from the county will have to comply with the greater of those two dollar figures.
So the one tax incentive that we have currently in town is already under the base wage.
That's correct.
Wage.
Okay. In order to get if it was a class 6B,
I don't recall.
That was a 7.
Yeah, I thought it was 7.
It's a 7C 7B. Or 7D.
So there's different statuses for the different types of property tax relief that the county offers for economic incentive purposes, and depending on which bucket it's in, they may or may not have to comply with the base wage requirement.
So is that something we can just touch back with the board on just for general information?
Certainly. I'll take a look and I'll circulate the information.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Okay. And again, this doesn't, regardless of what happens, even if we do opt out, I mean, if a business wants to choose to pay a higher rate, they certainly have that capability. And the state is still negotiating their minimum wage. So any questions, comments? Okay. Then I think we're ready for the vote.
Trustee Dwyer?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Conte?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. Okay, really good. Let's go on to 7B, which is to waive the formal bidding process or procedures and authorize an agreement for consulting services with Ellers and Associates for the redevelopment of the Lake Street and Park Avenue project. So if I can have a motion.
I move to adopt to waive formal bidding procedures and authorize an agreement for consulting services with Ellers and Associates for the redevelopment of the Lake Street and Park Avenue project.
So I think we touched on this a little bit last time as well with saying we need to kind of relook at the Lake and Park both redevelopment kind of the decision cycle that we had 2 years ago. And part of that was kind of saying we probably would need somebody to help us think that through, help us with the RFP, help us analyze the RFP and so forth. And so I know I'm going to give this over to Eric because I know he's been working with the folks here, and I know one of the partners or principals are here this evening, and some of your services that you're offering are really quite good. So I'm going to let Eric kind of review that with you and then go through also he sent the timeline with dates, but a timeline in terms of process. Right. Okay.
Right. So essentially, as we discussed before, we were going to re-engage at Lake and Park and then also work on the North Avenue TIF. We talked about that a couple meetings ago. And so in order to move Lake and Park forward, I really thought it was important to have a consultant more engaged in that process than we did the last go-around. Even more so, I think at this point, considering we've had so many false starts at that location, is to have another different consultant with kind of a fresh perspective, fresh eyes come in and take a look at this. And so we saw proposals from a couple different companies, the result of which tonight before you is a is an agreement with Ehlers and Associates to provide those economic development services for the village. So they'll help recreate the create a new RFP, help market that RFP, engage the development community to see what type of tolerance is out there for different development projects. Then when those proposals come back in, work to identify those and evaluate those and provide some technical assistance back to the village. And I speak the village, of course, the staff, the Economic Development Commission that'll be reviewing a lot of this work, and then obviously also you, the village board. So the email I sent out to you this afternoon essentially just takes kind of the high-level approach that Ehlers had in their proposal response and kind of give you kind of a step-by-step process on how the staff envisions this working. And so happy to answer any of those questions. Jennifer Tamman is here. Jennifer is the principal from Ehlers and Associates that will be overseeing this project. So if you have any specific questions about the firm or their company, she's prepared to answer those as well.
Great. So did anyone get a chance to look at the process that Eric kind of put together? It takes the statement of work and kind of synthesizes it into a more step-by-step. That was very good. Thanks, Eric, for doing that.
Ehlers, I mean, highly qualified. It's exciting to see you come into town and help us out. There's some great opportunities here to get some feedback from residents, to have input, the Economic Development Commission. So I think, I thank Eric for taking that step to make the recommendation. I think this will provide a great perspective that, you know, maybe we just need to restart that process. And then Eric and I had a little chat about his outline. I think it's great to actually set the expectations moving forward so that everybody knows, you know, to avoid any future confusion among how the process is going to work, to set the goals and understanding of the work product that's going to come out and how the board and the EDC are going to be involved. I think, this is a great, great document, and I'm sure he and the staff will keep us apprised every step of the way with information. So I'm really excited about this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Right. So any other comments, questions? The only two things I had regarding the cost was, and Eric and I chatted a little bit about that, but you, just to be on record, is I know that you said you'd do, you know, three RFPs, and we're hoping to get a whole lot more than three. So I'm hoping that maybe we can negotiate that to a little bit better, maybe up no more than five or no more than six. But it's, you know, we're hoping to get more than, we had three last time. It would be nice to have a little bit more. And it does say that your prices will increase by the end of December 2017, so it behooves us to move this process along and stay within 2017 pricing. But other than that, I think it's a good proposal, and I thought you hit a lot of important parts for us to do. So, okay, not hearing any other comments or questions, let's go ahead and take the vote.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Conte?
Yes.
Trustee Dwyer?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. Next up is, I'm going to let one of the trustees move this motion, and then I'll have Eric kind of describe what it is.
Make a motion to adopt an ordinance approving participation in the WSCDC Joint Emergency Telephone Systems Board and authorizing the dissolution of the River Forest Emergency Telephone Systems Board.
Second?
I second.
All right, very good. I'll say 36. Go ahead, Eric. It's all yours.
Yeah, very exciting stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's part of the consolidation efforts from the state of Illinois regarding 911 entities. There's really two components to it. So there's the physical movement of the centers, right? So we have Forest Park coming on board to our center. There's that consolidation. And then the ETSB essentially was born in late 80s, early 90s. To help funnel some of these 911 fees on the wire line and then ultimately the wireless fees back to the municipalities. So River Forest essentially is its own ETSB. The fire chief, still there? All right, I'm just making sure I didn't see you there for a second. It's hiding in the background. he is essentially our ETSB representative or liaison. Jim handles all the paperwork that comes in, accounts for all the money, and essentially the ETSB, although it comes into the general fund, is an offset to what we pay for our 911 contribution. So it's essentially a paper function. That's all that really is. So in addition to the physical relocation, the state has said we want to consolidate these ETSBs because they're reviewing all the paperwork, handling all that. So we fall into that category. So the natural synergy was just to go ahead and take all the towns that are in the physical center and create the ETSB. And so what will happen then is we'll see once this actually is executed by the state, our contribution to WESCOM will go down, and then that revenue will go directly to the center. So what we'll see, just so you're aware, when you get your budget here in the next couple weeks, the budget assumes the full amount because we aren't exactly sure. It's the state of Illinois. You're not sure when that actually is going to happen, and we didn't want to come back for a supplement appropriation. So we're assuming the full amount of revenue and expenditure. We know at some point that'll be reduced. Right. It'll offset to a zero, and we won't have to come back to you with a budget amendment. It'll just be less than expenditure. So this is has no financial impact to the village. If anything, it actually creates a little less paperwork for the fire chief. I don't envision that he's going to miss this work when he comes to me usually around the same time saying, where's that form? What do we do with this? Why are we doing this? We have to do it. Not anymore.
And there's no changes. We're still representative on the board. I mean, there's no actual changes to how this operates. It's just really
no.
You know,
so instead of the check coming to the Village River Forest at 400 Park Avenue, it's going to go to WSCDC at 400 Park Avenue. And that's really about
part
it.
Part of that, yeah, consolidation. Yeah.
Right. We're working with the state. In fact, I talked to our executive director the other day. They're making progress and making sure that we know what those allocations continue to be because it'll be an offset to our dues. And so there was some concern that all the money would get pooled together. They're working to make sure that we still have that breakdown on who's who so that it's not just a general offset. The offsets, one town shouldn't benefit or be penalized for another town's increase or decrease in wireless or wireline fees. So the fees will still, even though they're all going to one setter, they'll still directly go be accounted for each municipality.
Is that clear?
Clear as mud?
That'll be reflected they do their own audit, so that's
correct.
Going to be reflected in the audit.
Yes, in the WSCDC audit.
Right.
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. That's what I said too.
All right. Any other further questions, comments? Hearing none, I'll ask the clerk to please take the vote.
Trustee Conte?
Yes.
Trustee Dwyer?
Yep.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. What's the actual then effective date for that since it's changing? So we have to wait for the state.
Is it April 1st? They're saying April. Yeah, it's April. They're saying the state's going to approve it April 1st, but we have to wait for the executive director of the 911, whatever her title is, right, to approve it. So okay. It could be as early as April 1st.
There's a hearing that's held, and then it'll be approved by then.
Okay, so we have no meeting next right. 2 weeks from now because of spring break. So have fun. Whoever's going away for spring break.
Can I make one suggestion for the next board meeting? Can we have the finance committee minutes to be approved at the board meeting so we don't wait?
Oh yeah, you're right.
So we don't wait really long.
That's fine.
To get those done.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yep. And we will have a cow at 6.
Right. So the budget meeting is the
right.
same
right.
night
Thank
as the board.
Thank you for reminding me.
On the 10th.
Yes.
I know.
We're trying to put it.
Tom Dwyer's worst week.
Worst week. Yeah. Sorry.
6 o'clock on the 7th. World needs ditch diggers too.
We'll move fast.
As am I.
You'll send out all the budget information.
Yes,
ahead of
we
time.
Should be. We're wrapping that up this week.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Sounds good. Other than that, there's no other additional. We have no executive session. So we'll just ask to have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
Yep.
Michael.
Aye.
Any
votes?
Okay.